Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And today was opening day for Major League Baseball. Mariners winning in Japan.
Unstoppable.
First place.
AL West, no one's even close.
And if you want to be like Steve and Vicky and Danny, well, show your support for the Mariners. Get that KISW baseball shirt. It is in the Rock shop. It is looking awesome. I'll have to wear mine later on today.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put it on. I'll get it on later.
Okay.
Yeah. Sweet. You want to get yours? Do it. Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B. Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
B. Migs.
Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B. Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs.
Or maybe we could whack him instead. It's Whack It Wednesday.
Whack it.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Woo!
Giddy up, God!
Mm-hmm. Whack it.
Oh, Steve, you think you're going to get a grand slam today?
I hope I get at least four.
That's a good point. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Timmy in Tacoma. Timmy, are you there, sir?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Pair of tickets to check out Wayne Brady, who's going to be at the Emerald Queen Casino on Saturday, May 11th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Wayne Brady, get your tickets now through Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Timmy will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Timmy, you can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses. Are you ready?
Ready.
In the movie Gone in 60 Seconds, what type of Ford model was the car that was nicknamed Eleanor?
Shelby Mustang.
Yes. If you were born on Valentine's Day in 1969, how old would you be today?
50.
Yes. Professor Moriarty is the arch nemesis to which famous detective?
Sherlock Holmes.
Yes. What is the nickname given to Negan's bat in The Walking Dead?
That's when the show started sucking. Pass.
What musician was known as the Lizard King?
Pass.
Which season is Survivor currently in on CBS?
Oh, Christ. 34?
No.
35?
No.
33?
No. Who played Lydia in the movie Beetlejuice?
Oh, Naomi, not Watts. Camp crap. Winona Ryder.
Yes. In what time zone is Oklahoma located?
Central.
Yes. And five correct.
New seal for the bat.
Yep, but you're too late.
Oh, really?
Yep, the sounder had already gone off. It's too late. We got to abide by these rules to make sure we uphold the integrity of this game.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, geez. So what? They're going to tie? You're just going to give it to them or something?
I thought I heard the music still playing is what I thought.
It was done. We heard the dun-dun-dun.
Yep.
And it was over.
You're agreeing with him, Danny?
Yeah.
Yep, Danny's agreeing with me.
Boy,
there's
Danny.
No controversy today.
When did you get on the losing side of life, Danny?
Wow.
I'm just saying. We have to protect the what? Integrity?
Yeah, the integrity.
Okay, yeah, that.
It's clear he's on the winning side of life because he's wearing a Mariners or a Rock baseball tee to celebrate the Mariners being winners.
True. Yeah,
that's right. Go Mariners.
I don't even know what you guys are arguing about. Danny's a winner.
Steve, are you ready?
You know it.
Oh, yeah!
In the movie Gone in 60 Seconds... In the movie Gone in 60 Seconds, what type of Ford model was the car that was nicknamed Eleanor?
Mustang.
Yes. If you were born on Valentine's Day in 1969, how old would you be today?
Oh, crap.
You can do this.
47.
No.
Oh, I mean,
wow.
52.
No.
51.
No.
Okay.
Professor Moriarty is the arch nemesis to which famous detective?
Detective Dick Tracy.
No.
Yeah.
Detective Munson.
Uh-oh. No.
Well, Munson.
Detective Dan.
No. What is the nickname given to Negan's bat in The Walking Dead?
Lucille.
Yes.
I knew that.
What musician was known as the Lizard King?
That would be Jim Morrison.
Yes. Which season is Survivor currently in on?
21.
Yes. No.
22.
No.
23.
No.
31.
No. Who played Lydia in the movie Beetlejuice?
Oh, crap. Winona Ryder?
Yes. In what time zone is Oklahoma located?
Central.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. It's a tie.
Kiss your sister, baby.
Yeah, so there's no more controversy because Timmy still gets the prize.
Timmy.
Good job, buddy. Hey, hang on the line, Timmy. We'll tell you how to get your prize, buddy.
Steve, what year is it right now?
It is 2019.
There
good
you
job,
go.
Steve.
So Valentine's Day, 1969.
Yeah, that's great.
Nice round number.
Good job, buddy.
50. Timmy got that one correct. He also knew that.
I overthought that one.
Yeah, you really, really did.
I was like, well, I'm this age, and if I add this many years to it.
Well, congratulations on not getting it right. Professor Moriarty is the arch nemesis to Sherlock Holmes.
Oh,
the famous
detective.
Well, yeah. Thank you for that. And both players were very low on this one. The season that Survivor is currently in.
35.
Yeah. No. Up higher.
Oh, really? It's higher than that?
Yes.
Oh, let me think. It's actually 40.
No, it's 38.
Ah. Oh, that's right. It'll be 40 next year.
No, that'd be 39.
No, they have two seasons a year.
Did they do that? That's probably why they have 38 of them. That makes sense, because it hasn't been on for 38 years.
But that means it's been on 20 years almost?
Oh, yeah. It'll be 20 years in 2000, I believe. I should say 2020 will be the 20th year of Survivor.
They should bring back all the people from season one that are still alive.
Yeah, because, I mean, Rudy was an old guy then.
Yeah, I don't think he's with us anymore.
Yeah.
And is Richard Hatch? I think he's gone.
I think he might be as well.
Richard Hatch passed away?
I don't know for sure. I know
Richard Hatch, the actor, did.
Oh,
that's a different. From Battlestar Galactica.
That's a different Richard Hatch. Yeah, I know.
How many Richard Hatches are there?
Well, there's two that we know. Yeah, that's why you got confused. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Richard Hatch, I do believe the Survivor dude is still alive.
Mm. Well, hopefully he's paying his taxes now.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Timmy on tying Steve.
How about that, Timmy? Yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize, just like that. Pretty sweet.
Rev, you need to check your text messages.
Uh-oh.
Because remember yesterday we were talking about the wedding, the singing?
Oh, right.
The wedding thing?
Yes.
And there's a woman singing and a guy passed out and it happened in Snohomish, Washington.
We got to talk to that guy's wife, the guy that passed out.
Well, the maid of honor, the one that was doing the singing, just texted us wanting to contact the show.
Whoa!
Yeah, so Rev, call her.
Yeah, call her because we want to give her a web redemption. We don't happen to have that audio, do we, Danny? If we can find that, because I think people need to hear what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
This happened in August of last year, but the viral video is just happening now for people. And the story is simple. A couple in Snohomish were getting married. The maid of honor was singing, and while she was singing, the best man passed out, and he face plants. Like, he doesn't even break his fall with his hands. He just falls face first into the deck.
This is beautiful.
And
down goes Fraser.
Water.
Yeah. Now, if you watch this video, which is on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com, it looks like he peed his pants.
Yes.
The man who passed out. But Kat, his wife, called in yesterday. We talked to her, and she vehemently denies that he peed his pants.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Just said that he had a wet towel, must have landed on his crotch area.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
That's what happened.
We got her on the line right there.
Oh, she's on the line.
Yeah,
oh,
my name right there.
Look at this. And so on with us, ladies and gentlemen, the maid of honor from that wedding. Hello, what's your name?
It's Song, ironically.
Oh, your name is Song?
Yes, that's awesome. How's it feel to be a viral hit right now?
It's kind of awkward. I didn't really want that part of the video to be out there, but you know.
So, Song,
is it because of the guy falling, or because you were obviously people think that you were maybe you were emotional while singing?
Yeah, I was definitely emotional while singing, but it just looks really awkward. Like, yeah, it does look like he fainted because of me, but you know.
Yeah, did you read the comments where some people are like, oh, he did that to take one for the team? And I'm like, oh, man, people are being savages.
I know, poor Song.
Yep, I've seen those.
I love that your name is Song. That is totally ironic. Now, Song, obviously because you could be emotional, I could have affected your singing also passing out. Was it very hot at the wedding?
Yeah, it was hotter than usual. Washington's, like, not very hot most of the year, so that day was hotter than normal.
I have been to a summer wedding in Washington, and, you think, oh, summer wedding, what a great idea. But if we get those 80 or 90-degree days that we've been getting more and more of, and this was in August, I imagine it was sweltering out there.
It's not like you're wearing a tank top and shorts in these situations.
Yeah, it was really hot. Like, the day before when we were rehearsing, everyone was sweating, at that time, it was, 10 minutes into the wedding, so I wasn't really sweating yet, but, yeah, it was hot.
Now, Song, I've watched many years of American Idol. Many people go try out. Some of the people that come on stage that try out, they really think they can sing, and, of course, we would watch at home and laugh at the fact that, wow, these people can't sing. So I'm wondering, it was an emotional performance and you really, really can't sing, or your friends just didn't tell you that you could sing? Which one is it?
I mean, I personally think that I can sing. I mean, I'm not like, oh, my God, like, wow. But I'm not like, oh, my God, suck and die and faint, you know.
That's exactly how I would have put it. Yeah.
Guys, typically when I sing, people pass out. You don't want me to sing.
So you're not a professional singer. Did you ever sing at all? Like, growing up, my daughter did singing, dancing, acting, those kind of classes. Did you do stuff like that?
Yeah, I was in choir. I sang at church. I sang. It's just I haven't sang in public in a while. And I've known that friend for since fourth grade. So 18 years. And it was just really emotional. I wasn't crying until I looked at her.
Yeah.
Then she was crying, so I started crying, and then it just went downhill.
Oh, yeah.
See how that happened.
Whose idea was it to have you sing at the wedding, hers or yours?
Hers.
Oh.
I actually wasn't going to sing, and then she asked me to sing. I didn't know. She asked me to sing any song that I wanted to. But then the day before, or 2 days before, she asked me to sing that song specifically. So I didn't even know that song until 2 days before.
I don't even know the song, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know
what song
either.
That's why I had the paper and people were roasting me for not memorizing it. And so I'm like, I learned it in 2 days. Like, I needed the words.
I didn't even notice that you were looking at a paper. Honestly, all eyes were on the guy who was passed out in front of you. There's a screenshot.
Oh, that's good.
There's a news story that came out, and they have a screenshot from the video, and it's you with the piece of paper and the microphone just staring at him as he's passed out on the ground, and the tie is draped over his head.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's the greatest Facebook cover photo ever. I think recommend that you go with that.
Oh, man. Of course, the dude lost a couple of teeth during all this, had to get surgery.
Now, do you think he soiled himself? That's the big question.
That is the question, yes, Song, because it looks like he peed his pants.
I actually have no idea. I mean, I was the closest person to him, but after that happened, I was like out of there because I don't know how to do anything medically, and I thought he died, so I wasn't going to be responsible for that.
That's a good point.
So, like, I thought he died.
Well, we know he's fine, but at the moment, I can only imagine. Yeah. I never even thought about it like that. That's kind of traumatizing.
I hadn't thought about that either.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did you realize that this was now all over the internet? Because obviously, we found out about it yesterday, and I think a lot of people started seeing this video pop up on news agencies and different websites yesterday. But when did you first find out, and what was that like for you?
I found out Saturday morning, and I actually didn't know they were going to post this video, because if I had, I would have probably told them to, you know, cut me out, but they was already posted and was getting views, and they didn't want to take it down, so I couldn't really do anything about that, but just ride along with whatever happens.
You gotta laugh it off at this point, you know?
I mean, I hope you can.
That's basically what I'm doing now.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those moments where it's like, you know what? It's a big story, obviously, in some people's world, but I think it's just, you gotta have a good sense of humor about it.
Well, what we've done in this show before, when people have not been given their fair due when trying to sing, we did that for Jonathan Jayne back on American Idol when we felt like he wasn't given a fair shake, and you went into the studio and you helped him make a really good song. Steve, we would like to give you a web redemption song, because if you really can sing better than you did, I think people need to hear that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
All right. Do you need any time to warm up? Maybe, you know what? We'll give you a little time to warm up, and then maybe later on this morning we'll get her singing.
Or does she just have a go-to song that she could just bust out right now? I don't want to hear that song, and I don't think you want to sing that song.
That's a good point. Yeah. Do you have you had a song ready for the wedding that she changed, right? You had a different one.
Oh, well, yeah. It's been 8 months. I don't remember exactly what it was now.
Well, Steve's right. You have a go-to song that you go, this is
like
a song.
When you do karaoke, is there a song that you're like, yeah, this is my jam?
Dang. Karaoke. Maybe. But I usually sing slow songs, so it's like really not like, oh my God, you're going to hear this like amazing thing. It's just like slow and steady.
So you got one that comes to mind? Because I feel like we will give you the airwaves now to show people that you actually sing a lot better than that wedding tape showed.
I mean, if you give me like 2 seconds or 2 minutes, that would be better.
2 seconds or 2 minutes. Well, that's it. There you go.
Well, why don't we touch back maybe if you're available in the 9 o'clock hour during Listeners on the Loose?
Yeah, how about that? You available in the niner?
Ooh, I have school. Okay, I could sing. Can I just sing like Happy Birthday or something? Is that good enough? I don't know.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Here we go.
It's
funny because today is my birthday, so this is perfect.
That's amazing. The timing
really?
Is unbelievable.
It really is?
Yeah.
His name is Steve.
Who is whose birthday?
Steve.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
This is great. So Song, the star of that great wedding video, is going to sing Steve Happy Birthday.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you,
okay.
Happy birthday dear Steve, happy birthday to you.
Nice!
Oh, Steve just passed out.
I just passed out, sorry.
Hope it was a good one this time.
Well, that was a nice version from Song.
Yeah,
how about that?
Great.
Steve, and now you get
next
your
time you're at a wedding, just sing Happy Birthday and everything will be good.
That'll be good. Yeah. Oh, well, Song, I'm glad we were able to give you a web redemption here, and I'm glad you're able to laugh this off. It's amazing, but you know what? You're famous. That there's that thing.
Yeah, we'll see which direction it goes. I might still be famous for being really bad, but it's fine.
All right, well, we hopefully can make you famous for at least singing Happy Birthday. How about that song?
Sounds good.
And thank you for making my birthday special.
There you go.
All right, thanks for having me.
Take care, Song. The maid of honor from the video you've been seeing all over the internet where that dude passes out and just face plants in the ground. And
someone said definitely she's nervous because she sounded great right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a nice brand. Steve, what a great birthday.
Next text, hey, she kicks ass.
Yeah. See, I knew if we gave Song a second chance, things would happen.
Someone says, Steve, real listeners know you're a Libra. Hey, I don't know about that.
What are you talking about? This is like a...
But she's not too bad.
Yeah. Good old song. I'm glad she called. How about she called? You know what? That girl's got some tough stuff.
I didn't think about that while at the wedding because we know he's fine.
Yeah.
But if you're at the wedding and that happens, you thought that the best man just died.
Yeah, because he didn't break his fall. He just fell. I would have thought he was dead too.
And the person says, tell her she sounded great. That was awesome.
Yeah. Good for song. How ironic that's her name.
That is pretty funny.
That's crazy. All right, we got a manager at an Arby's restaurant. How about this? An Arby's manager arrested for how she handled an employee that didn't want to work late. Yeah, you're going to hear what she did at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A 21-year-old Arby's manager in Florida was arrested for how she handled an employee that didn't want to work late. 21 years old is young to be a manager.
Yeah. I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah.
And they make, I mean, I was looking at Arby's managers. I mean, it's not a bad amount of money, especially at 21.
Yeah, so I don't know why this Arby's manager isn't loving life a little bit more. She had asked a 29-year-old employee to stay late. That employee refused. They started arguing. So then she pulled out some pepper spray and sprayed him in the eyes with it.
Well, that answers your question. She has workers that don't respect her authority.
That's right. So she had to chase him outside with a serrated kitchen knife, right?
Oh, boy.
Had to do that.
Well, that'll get him to work hard.
Yeah. Now, she didn't stab him, okay? She's reasonable. All she did was just slash up his car. I think that, you know.
Well, most leadership books tell you the best way to get your employees to work hard for you is to slash their car.
Oh, yeah. You got a pepper spray, slash the car. Those are the two big things. Good to great. That's where she's going. Damn, here's the employee talking about the whole thing.
I tell the other manager, so I'm leaving because I'm done with my part. I say it's not fair. She's more than lazy. Only thing she did, just eat and then stay on the phone. And then she comes, she say, what you say? I say, who you calling? And then come over here, I'm going to kill you. When I turn, I see her run after me with a knife. She did all this with the knife. I was scared.
I'd be a little scared too.
Yeah.
You think it's the age difference? He's 29, she's 21. I don't want to listen to someone who's younger than me tell me what to do.
That's always been tough for me in life.
Has it?
Yeah. When somebody is somebody's younger than me. And look, the older I get, the more I'm encountering younger folks that are in authority.
Right.
Yeah. And it's I have to really take deep breaths. Like, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Do you become the old man, get off my lawn guy?
I do.
You're too young to understand this world.
You don't know what's going on.
You don't know hard times.
Don't be pepper spraying me, you bee.
I think it was personal. I think there's more to the story. Like, they probably had a lot of issues with each other.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's tough because
it sounds like she's lazy. She plays on her phone and eats food all the time. This guy, he just wants to get his job done and go home.
And she's making a great living while doing that. I suppose if people know about her salary, because you usually don't get a lot of money just being a regular employee at a place, right?
Yeah, they say the average salary of a general manager at an Arby's is around just under 50 grand.
That's not bad to sit around and play on your phone.
Well, there's a difference between general manager that covers the entire restaurant right. And then just the shift manager.
Or the store manager.
Yeah.
Or like a shift manager.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, a typical RB shift manager is $10 an hour. Okay, yeah. She's probably not too happy then.
Yeah. Why would they even put manager in your title? $10 an hour? Come on.
To make you feel special.
Yeah. I shouldn't say that because when they used to give me that fancy jacket at the supermarket.
That's why they did it.
Yeah.
They give you the fancy jacket. And you think you're important.
I didn't get paid more. That's for sure.
You know, you're pepper spraying your coworkers.
That's what I, you know what? That was my strategy.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, she's facing charges for battery, aggravated assault, criminal mischief. Yeah, I don't know if she'll be a manager much longer. Because why? Because she attacked an employee with pepper spray and a knife after he refused to work late. So based on this, we want you to finish this sentence. I knew my boss sucked when they did blank. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Finish this sentence. I knew my boss sucked when they did blank. Your calls, your texts after Nirvana on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW,
The Rock of Seattle. Got an Arby's manager that attacked an employee with pepper spray and a knife after he refused to work late for her. She was 21 years old, and yeah, she's in trouble. Battery charges, aggravated assault, criminal mischief. I don't think she'll be managing Arby's anymore.
No.
No.
No, she's off to Dairy Queen.
Yeah. She can't go to Dairy Queen. That's my joint.
That's right.
I don't want her sitting there pepper spraying me while I'm getting a Mr. Misty.
What? I forgot about the Mr. Misties.
Oh, yeah.
They're delicious. Yeah. That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, sure is.
The grape one, the best.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Wow. Okay.
Anyways.
All right, well...
We said it's another conversation.
No, I know. I was trying to figure out what time in the morning I'm going to hit you.
Yeah. I would say any given time really is a good time, Steve. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. So we want you to finish this sentence. I knew my boss sucked when they did blank. Let's go to Chad in Silverdale. Chad, you are on the Rock.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Chad. What you got for us today, buddy?
Okay, well, I used to work at a nursing home, which I won't tell where it was. And I knew my boss sucked when a resident had passed away and the coroner was running late. So they wanted me to go in and start painting the apartment while he was still in there.
Oh. Whoa, they wanted you to go fix up the joint while the body was still in the room.
Yes, him and his sister, she was waiting with the body to get picked up. They were in the bedroom. They said as long as I closed the bedroom door and just started painting in the living room, it wouldn't bother them.
Okay, that's a little... That is
so awkward.
Yeah, that's very awkward. Oh.
Do you put a tarp over the body and like the blue tape around? Like, what do you like? That just seems ridiculous.
I didn't go in the room. I didn't do it. I refused to do it.
I don't blame you.
Home.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Yeah, that's a sucky boss. Appreciate the call. Wow.
Like, how do you argue that? Why didn't you do it? Well, there was a body.
There's a dead body in there.
Didn't seem like a real tasteful thing to do.
Yeah, that's not... Wow. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Finish the sentence. I knew my boss sucked when they did blank.
When I worked at a smoothie shop, they used to have a playlist that they would play on repeat, and it was a pop station, and it was just, the same seven songs over and over, and it was just really poppy, sugary music, and I just was getting so tired of it. So I went and changed the station to our local rock station. I was like, it's not that big of a deal, right?
Yeah.
I got in so much trouble. My boss came, wrote me up, yelled at me. I had to go home that day, like later on, early, ended my shift. And right after she wrote me up, she went out back and smoked a joint.
There we go.
And I was like...
Well, if you're going to work at a smoothie shop, I think you should get stoned.
Yeah, definitely.
I know, but that was illegal too. And it was like, why am I getting in trouble for changing the music when it wasn't even that bad of a change? It wasn't like I was like playing anything with profanity.
Why do I feel like Danny is really not a good employee?
Wow. Well, I mean, why do you have to even think that? We see him every day.
That's a good point.
He thinks that the great Misty's not the best at Dairy Queen. So clearly he's not a good employee.
He's out of his mind. You're absolutely right. I forgot about that.
I would love to see the write up for him for that, though.
I would too.
My employee decided to listen to rock music instead of pop music, which is unacceptable at Smoothies R Us.
Yeah, and Smoothies R Us, usually I think the clientele is probably mostly women, right?
High school girls usually.
Yeah, well, so they knew their clients. They don't want to listen to pop music. They don't care about you and your taste.
Especially your taste in music. I mean, I don't even know what you know what you put on. A lot of people crying while in their smoothies.
That's true. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
One person says, I knew my boss sucked when he did not show up for work for a whole week. Turns out he was hiding because someone was wanting him to give him either cocaine or their money back. Needless to say, he was fired when the owner found out.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one for me. I knew when my boss sucked. It was many years after I already had him as a boss, but when I got his phone, because at work we used to have a free phone service, which was nice. I missed those days. But they would give you the old phone of someone who left, like if they had to hand over their phone again. It was the old Palm Pilot. And my old boss at an old station, they got his phone back, and they handed me his, and it never swiped out all the... texts or pictures or anything. No incriminating pictures or anything like that, but I was bored and I'm like reading through like some of these texts and it was all cocaine transactions.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like he was even trying to come up with like fun, creative ways to say it. It was just like, when can I meet up to get this eight ball? And I'm like, wow.
And those are the people in charge of us in our business.
Right. Now I get why he was so moody so often.
Yeah.
Like he would just snap for the dumbest things. It's clear that his dealer wasn't getting him his blow.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't get that guy his blow, and I think I remember that person.
Yeah.
That guy was a delight.
Dude, he unfriended me on Facebook, so I don't even care about saying mean things about him.
He unfriended you?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you talk about the eight ball. I think you get unfriended at that point.
I knew my boss sucked when we asked, hey, can we have a holiday party? You don't have to pay for anything. We'll potluck it. He's like, no, I'll pay for it. And did this whole thing and gave us bonus checks. Our first time ever getting a Christmas bonus. And it was a small amount. It was fine. It was a small restaurant. And then the next paycheck, we found out he took them out of our paycheck.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm just like, I mean, we didn't ask for a bonus. We just wanted to have a little get together. I think he just wanted to make himself feel cool. Here's a bonus.
And it came out of your own money anyway, which means you got less money later, not realizing that.
And I think we got taxed differently, too. It was really stupid.
That happened to me my first time I moved. I had the big move. My wife was pregnant with Joey D's, and we moved out of Boston to the great state of New York, and they said they paid for my moving costs, and I was like, this is great. I felt like a big-time guy.
Yeah.
I get my first check, and it is a lot less than we agreed. And so I go into the manager's office. I go, dude, we agreed on X amount of dollars, and this is less than X. And he goes, oh, no, that's what you get. I go, no, we agree. He goes, no, you're getting that. And he pulls out the moving expenses and said, see that? And I go, the moving expenses were like a third of what you're paying me. I'm going to get nothing this year. He goes, well, what are you going to do about that? Leave? Ha-ha, you're stuck here.
Some awesome people, man.
Oh, dude,
it's amazing the people that are in charge.
Oh, I hated that guy. Even later on, people go, you got to give that guy a break. He's got this really bad disease. I go, no, I hope he dies from that disease. He is a piece of crap.
Wow. I mean.
No, I hope he's dead. I mean, I hope he's dead right now.
It's just a moving thing. I mean, no, dude, at the end of the day, you lost a few dollars.
If you sit across from a table that goes, ha-ha, your wife is pregnant. What are you going to do? You're stuck here.
Yeah, but you lost a few dollars, and you're like, I lost some money. He should lose his life.
Exactly. Okay, you're at least you're on the same page with me. You're with me, Steve. You're getting this.
I forgot to use the sarcasm emoji when I was saying
that. No, that guy, I mean, if somebody, every day I hear he's still alive, it pisses me off. I thought they didn't get him yet.
Somebody says, I knew my boss sucked when he told me I should have planned in advance for my stepmom's sudden death and know I couldn't be with my dad, who is now alone, because I had to be there for an open house that weekend. I'm a teacher. I went anyway. Screw you, David.
Wow.
David.
Yeah, David,
you suck.
Here's the thing. Get some pepper spray, and then go find David's car. Make sure you bring the kitchen knife. Just kidding, by the way. There's only one person I want to see dead. You know who that is.
Yeah, your old boss.
That's exactly who that is. All right, let's, you know what? Let's go from this to helping people out, Steve, okay?
Okay.
Because people do have money issues.
Well, clearly you do. When you do, you hope people die.
Oh, dude, I mean, yeah. That was because I had money issues. Maybe if I knew Todd, maybe I would have been, you know, a lot nicer in life. Maybe you could get some help. Get the help I didn't get. You got money issues, call in now. Talk to KISW's financial advisor, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Todd Peach from BECU. He'll be taking your calls and texts at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.